Amen. Good morning. Greetings to each one in the precious name of Jesus. It's a blessing to be gathered here with you all this morning and to seek our Lord together. Maybe we could just bow for another word of prayer. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we worship you this morning. Praise. Our praise is you deserve our praise, Father, and we just praise is comely, Father. We in your presence praise is comely, Lord, and we just worship you. We give you thanks for all that you have done, Lord. And as we are here to seek your face, Lord, we're expecting to hear from you. Pray that you would feed your people this morning and the sheep of your pastor. Thank you for the brothers and sisters here this morning. Pray that you would bless them, Father. We love you. We commit this time into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Greetings to each one once again this morning. It's a blessing to see all of your faces and to be here with you. Thank you for the blessing you are in our lives. This morning, I'd like to just think and talk a little bit about surrender, something I have a lot of room to grow in my life. And surrender in that it actually brings purpose in our lives. Surrender and purpose. If you think about those two words for a little bit. Maybe we could turn to Psalms 55. Verse 22 for an opening scripture, and just think about the word surrender as we read this verse. How is it with me as I go about my life? Does the word surrender fit? Does it fit in there? Psalms 55, verse 22 says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." That verse really stuck out to me. As I was thinking of that verse, I thought about the word surrender. Maybe it doesn't seem like it goes in there too much, but yet, if we're surrendered to God, I think that's where we'll go, is we'll cast our burden upon the Lord. And it's beautiful the way He sustains us, and He will not suffer us to be moved. That's a precious promise. And so as I think of the word surrender, I just have to think about our decisions each day. You know, we trust the Lord. Most of us have given our lives to the Lord and surrendered in that way, but it seemed like it's a continuous thing. For me, it is, because as I go about my life, each day there are decisions I make, and am I going to be surrendered to the Lord and do it His way, or am I going to try to do it my way? It's just a challenge for me. Am I going to try to just try real hard and do it how I want to do it and just keep trying real hard? And sometimes I think I'm trying to do it right, but yet it's not right if I'm not surrendered to the Lord. And so that was just a thing for me to think about, surrender and the purpose that it brings. I'm either surrendered to God or I'm not. There's not a middle ground. There's not... So as you think about your decisions, you can think about that question, that word, surrender. Does that word fit in my life? I just think of surrender as to give up possession of, yield to another on compulsion, to give up or abandon, to give oneself up, some strong words, as a prisoner, the act of surrendering. So I think Paul called himself the prisoner of Jesus Christ. And I just had to think, you know, does my name fit in there? Luke, the prisoner of Jesus Christ. Can we put our names in there? Surrender. And once we're surrendered, we can worship God, because He can do marvelous things when we're surrendered. And there are things that are above what we can do. They're beyond our power. There are things that are supernatural. They're marvelous things that He can do. And some reason that, for me, I tend to think that I can, without realizing it, maybe I think I can do something great with myself or something, or why do I not just let God have His way sometimes? Sometimes I'm fighting on my own, and I just had to think, I just thought of this, the best way to take control of your life is to let God have control of your life. Just think about that a little. Best way to take control of our lives is to let God have control. Surrender means I am no longer in control of my circumstances, and I will trust God to lead and guide me through. Are you lacking joy and purpose in your life? Surrender to God is the right way. Do we believe that God's will is best for our lives? If we trust God, then surrender to His will. Surrendering to God's will be the natural response if we're trusting God with our lives. And so you can maybe gauge it by that. You think, well, you wonder if I trust, do I really trust God? And you can take a look and see how am I surrendered to Him. That seems to show if we actually do trust Him. Am I letting Him have His way in my life? Second Chronicles 30, verse 8. Just another word that stood out to me was yield. So you think of a yield sign, and to me a yield sign means that I yield my rights, I yield to others, yield to God. It says, now be ye not stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto the Lord, and enter into His sanctuary, which He hath sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of His wrath may turn away from you. That the fierceness of His wrath may turn away from you. So yield ourselves to God. Some more verses in Romans concerning the word yield. Romans 6, 13, 16 and 19. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Verse 16 says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, His servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? And then verse 19 says, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness, unto holiness. So yielding our members unto God seems to be to fit right in here with surrender. And the thing about surrender is it's not the natural tendency to surrender to God. The natural man would like to take things in his own control and to be in control and to feel like you have everything in order. I know that's how it is for my life. But sometimes I've found that some days as you're going through life, and you seemed like things maybe aren't going quite how you had thought they should have, or you had foreseen the day going, but then you realize, you know what, God is right here with us, and it's how He wants it to be done, and that's just a beautiful thing. May we just surrender to Him. The main thing of this is just to cause us to once again realize that God is in control, and to worship Him, to give Him thanks. He has been so good to us, and it's not our carnal nature is not. We don't want to surrender. So I wanted to remind us that surrender is God's way. It's the best way. Surrender. I had to think of there in Genesis where God gave direction about the tree of life. There and God gave direction not to eat of the one tree there, and it seems like somehow there was maybe not a surrender to His will there, and that's just the natural tendency of man to not surrender to God's will. The purpose, surrender is the best way for us because surrender is God's design. And surrender also brings purpose into our lives. As you think of the word purpose, we all want to have purpose in our lives. So I wanted to encourage us in that way. Let's continue to surrender our hearts to the Lord. It's a simple thing, but it's just a reminder that's the best way to live life, is surrender to Him. As we were singing the songs, I'd like to just turn through some of these songs and look at some places in about each one of these songs, if I could. If you would give me the time to do that here, I'd like to go through some of these songs and just kind of see how they relate with surrender. There's words that stood out to me. Song number 2 says, help us Thy name to sing, help us to praise. Father, all glorious or all victorious, come and reign over us, Ancient of Days. So for God to reign over us, there must be a surrender to Him. Number 81 says, direct our thoughts and guide our way. Direct our thoughts and guide our way. Think about those words. God, if we're surrendered to Him, He will direct our thoughts and guide our way. Thank you for your patience here. Some of these words just stood out to me as I think of surrender. To all life Thou givest, to both great and small, in all life Thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish as leaves on a tree, and wither and perish, but naught changeth Thee. God will give us life if we surrender to Him. There's in number 109 says, has pledged our strength, He will renew, and this He'll surely do. He'll renew our strength if we surrender to Him. He's right there with us to help us through. And then I had to think of Jesus as he... I had to think of the way he submitted and surrendered to his Father. And in if we turn over to Luke chapter 2 there. I'll just read the last part of chapter 2, verse 49 through 52. It says, "And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor, and in favor with God and man." So it stood out to me, it stands out to me where he surrendered even to his parents, his earthly parents, but he was also being about his Father's business. And then he increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. May that be an encouragement to us. Once again, I just like to remind us that may God have his way in our hearts and lives. And there's a verse in Ephesians 3:1 I'd like to read as well. Ephesians 3:1. It says, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles." So this goes back to the word prisoner. And I was just thinking about our lives a little bit. Are we able to put our name in there? As we think about this word surrender, are we able to put our name in there, the prisoner of Jesus Christ? That was just a good thought for me. I know we are. I'm so encouraged with each one of you brothers and sisters. It was a good thing for me to think about, and I trust that it can be a blessing to you. For me, it's just a daily walk. It's a daily decision in my life, and it's something that I wanted to share about because it's something you have to make a choice to do. It's not the easy way. But here, as we think of Daniel, it says, "Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose firm. Dare to make it known." And as we think of his purpose that he had a purpose, a real firm purpose, and that was because he was surrendered to God. Into his will. I think that's all I have. Thank you for listening.